Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben, is Caleb Williams the right pick to go first in this draft?
Yes, and here's why. If you don't pick him and he turns out to be great, you're going to lose your job. So it's one of those, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you're not. At my favorite job fair, the NFL job fair. I love the NFL job fair. I look forward to it. But no, it's as they always say, it's not science, right? It's not science. It's you gotta throw stuff together. And he is the consensus top quarterback. That's the most important position. The Bears haven't had a good quarterback since Sid Luckman, and so they have to draft him. They have to. He's got the greatest resume and a lot of extra stuff on top of the resume, which has upset a lot of people. So he's got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. He's all over the place. He reminds me, he's like the bohemian baller. You don't know if he's going to show up or not. It's like there's a lot of stuff going on with him. But yeah, the Bears have to take him because they're trying to get $2 billion from the taxpayers of Chicago to build a new stadium. So they need him to be Peyton Manning. They need him to be Patrick Mahomes light is what they need.
Who do you like the best in terms of quarterbacks in this draft? If you were picking one, who would you take?
Yeah, so I look at these guys, and none of them seem good. That's not the answer you're looking for, but I can make more arguments against all of these guys. The one that I liked watching in college was the most is Michael Penix, but he's older and he's got a bad knee. So that usually in the past you wouldn't take a quarterback like that in the top of the draft, the first round, and all that. But I did hear from the grapevine that the reason this has all changed is because of the setup of the draft now, because the way it works is that you have to draft the quarterbacks early because of the rookie contract. They keep saying rookie contract and all that, and you're better off taking them early. It doesn't matter. Before they draft quarterbacks there were guys in the second, third, fourth round that would be good quarterbacks that were drafted. Now it's like you have to draft them in the first, maybe the second. That's it.
Well, I really think that kind of goes in the face of what they're trying to say, because if you're really smart and you do it the right way, you draft a quarterback after the first round, so you're not stuck with that five-year option. If you don't like the guy, you kind of move on from him. That's kind of what I would do, and I'm with you. I like Michael Penix Jr. He's my favorite quarterback in this draft, but I mean, instead of getting caught up with a fifth-year option with a quarterback, draft them in the second, the seventh round, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but they're all, and again, it goes back to the FOMO, the fear of missing out. They're like, oh, we got to get this guy because if he turns out to be great, you know, everyone's worried. It's all about keeping your job, right? It's like anything. Like, we're trying to keep our job right now. You're trying to keep your job, so you don't want to make the mistake. And plus, nobody knows anything, which will be proven tonight. My favorite part of the draft is we find out who was actually lying, who was giving us bogus information, and that'll come to light tonight during the draft, because you hear, you know, six quarterbacks will be drafted in the first round, and you know this guy's moving up and this guy's moving down, which I always get a kick out of all the cliches of the NFL draft. And so we'll get all of that tonight. We'll have all the answers for the first round of the draft, and then like the second day and the third day, just kind of look at your phone and see who they drafted. That's it.
They do all the work after the first round. We all do the work in the first round, and then we let the pros handle the second and third, the people that actually work for the teams. I love quarterback desperation mode, though, and it feels like that this draft might give us just that. Teams trying to climb over one another, because you do look at most of those teams in the top 10, and they probably should be desperate for a quarterback. Who do you find the most desperate? I think I the Vikings, the Broncos should be, but I don't know if they will be. And we may get another one in our division, the Raiders, that get a little crazy tonight.
Yeah, like the Raiders are trying to trade up. I don't think they can get they have the 13th pick, so I don't think they can get up high enough, and they just trade their next 10 picks in the draft. But the Giants, because they don't have a quarterback, Daniel Jones sucks, and the Vikings, because they don't have a quarterback. Those are the two obvious ones. I mean, there's other, like New Orleans has a placeholder, but they're not drafting the top 10. So they're drafting a little bit later then. But Derek Carr is just a temporary quarterback. They're Denver. That's a, you know, they've been mentioned a lot. The JJ McCarthy thing, I don't get it. Do you guys get it? I don't get it. I watched Michigan play. He threw the ball 10 times a game. I don't understand. I must be missing something. I'm not that smart, I guess. I don't get it.
Well, everybody loves J.J. McCarthy. Oh, he's a great off-the-field story. He's a wonderful kid, all this kind of stuff. My question is, can he throw the football? Can he play? And like, I think if you're drafting J.J. McCarthy or moving up to get J.J. McCarthy, you're signing a deal with the devil. I just don't think he's that good a quarterback.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. He certainly hasn't been tested in terms of – in the NFL, you throw the ball. You have to throw the ball 30 times a game. Can you run an NFL offense in 2024 – throwing the ball 15 times a game or 20 times a game? I don't think you can, at least not winning. And that's what J.J. McCarthy did at Michigan with Harbaugh. So I don't get it, but it's, you know, if these people are, unless they're lying to us, he's going to be drafted in the top six picks of the draft. He's not going to make it past the Giants at number six. And you know, he had great numbers at Michigan, but he didn't throw the ball. It reminds me a lot of Daniel Jones. This is the last 10 years. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The last 10 years, these quarterbacks, they come out of nowhere, and then they, instead of being just drafted in the second or third round, they go in the top 10 of the draft. Baker Mayfield was a guy like that. Kyler Murray, a little bit. Mac Jones is the greatest example, though, because Mac Jones, nobody thought this guy would be drafted higher than the fifth or sixth round. And then he ended up being drafted in the first round by the Patriots and then stunk, and then they traded him for a sixth-round pick.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. We found a video. It's been going around 40 years ago. Howard Cosell had said the draft was a tremendous waste of time on television. He didn't understand the fascination. Talk about freezing cold takes. While we may not all still understand the fascination, it has clearly worked.
Yeah, it's insane now. This is like a traveling circus now. Every year it goes to a different city, and it's in Detroit tonight, obviously. And so they'll have – it's like they put tents up, and they've got the whole NFL. The NFL has mastered that, as I have seen. And you've seen Josh and Bob at the Super Bowl with the NFL experience and all that. They've got that down pat. Like, they have, like, rat-a-tat-tat. It's like the county fair. The buses roll in. They've got all the merch on one side. They've got the NFL displays on the other side. It's a whole to-do there. Yeah, that's Cosell. He was wrong on that one, but he was right about the jockocracy. So yeah, he was not batting zero. Cosell was correct about the jockocracy, which has continued long after Cosell has crossed the pearly gates.
And for those who don't know, you can Google Howard Cosell. That's C-O-S-E-L-L. Google Howard Cosell. What's your favorite draft? Go ahead.
He was popular when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Long, long, long time ago. What's your favorite draft cliche, Ben Maller? Which one will you hear tonight? You go, yeah, we got it, baby.
Well, I mean, you can go down the list. Like, coachability is always like, what is that? Like, coachability, high motor. They've used that a lot over the years. He's a high motor guy. Coach on the field, right? That kind of nonsense. I mean, there's so many. Yeah, they have changed them up a little bit. They've some of these have evolved over the years. But just in general, the idea that someone is either moving up or moving down, it's an arbitrary process. So you can't really be moving up or moving down based. I mean, nobody knows who's going to be drafted, right? I mean, do you know where Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be drafted? Like, and the other thing, which is great, there's this huge cottage industry of the draft and the mock drafts. And you, we both know tonight, between now and tonight, there will be two or three trades that will totally screw up every mock draft, because the Cardinals are going to trade down or the Vikings are going to trade up, and it's going to make all of those mock drafts just toilet paper, cyber toilet paper.
All right, Ben, before we let you go, we got to play the baseball card game. I got called out by the manager of the Royals yesterday for not playing it with him, so I'm going to play it with you.
Okay, I want to play.
Yeah. All right, I hold in my hand a 1988 Fleer card featuring Daryl Boston. What team was he on?
Chicago White Sox.
Nailed it, one for one. All right, that's really good.
Player. All right, that's what do really I win? Good.
Oh, there's nothing. Yeah. There, yeah. Okay. I have an 89 Tops featuring Larry Sheets.
Larry Sheets, chubby white guy, power hitter, Baltimore Orioles.
Two for two, baby.
Yeah.
Wow. this is right in my wheelhouse, Bob. This is right in my wheelhouse.
All right. Finally, you go all three right. for three. You win a whole lot of nothing. It's an 89 Tops again. Okay. And it features a gentleman by the name of Bill Pakoda.
Oh, Bill Pakoda. I don't know this one. I think he's an infielder. Is he an infielder? Bill Pakoda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Infielder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. I want to say White Sox.
No, Kansas City Royals. Oh! Kansas City Royals, who the Pakoda rankings are named for.
Oh, he's a nice-looking young man. He's probably old now, but he looked good on the baseball card. Yeah.
Ben, enjoy the draft tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.